over here in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. This is in volume 6. This is letter number 1752. Baruch Hashem, dated Beis Menachem Av, the second day of Menachem Av, in the year Tavshin Yud Beis. So the Rebbe is writing it to, actually the guy was a Shoichet. His name was, with titles over here, but his name was Shmuel Rein. So the Rebbe writes to him, Shalom Uvracha, peace and blessing. I just received your letter, says the Rebbe, dated the 28th day of Tammuz. I'm very quick to answer, even though that there are many letters that I haven't yet answered, so I'm taking you basic out of line. Because the Rebbe says, because you write in your letter that you feel a great sense of weakness. And he says that, what is it? What happened? Because you're writing about that about 2 months ago, that the leaders of the shul, Kal Hasidim, they wrote a letter to me, and they didn't get an answer. So they're kind of, upset or frustrated that they wrote to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe didn't answer them. The Rebbe says, perhaps, and it's likely, that their letter got lost along the way. It never made it there. If there is a copy of that letter, and it's still applicable, maybe you can send me a copy of their letter. Now, number two that Rebbe brings out. We don't have a number one over here in this letter. They don't quote that, so we only have number two. As far as the question itself that you're asking me about the idea that you want to come to New York, you want to come to the Rebbe around the month of Kislev, and your question is that, you know, lo yaleinu v'la aleichem, unfortunately, the Rebbe says that he suffered a heart situation, a something wrong with the heart. And from that time, he's very limited, and he needs to be careful what he eats and what he drinks. And in generally, he has to be careful in his walking. And the expert doctors, the specialists, told him that everything depends on if he can sort of make sure not to get excited, etc., etc. He needs to be calm. And also that going in the road is also something which is effective, can affect him. So the Rebbe says, and he wanted to, I guess, visit the Rebbe, but I guess medically his situation was something which didn't really allow him, was not the right good for him. So he's asking the Rebbe, should he come or not? So the Rebbe says, in my view, it's not worthy to go into all these doubts and this give and take of above. Since the divine, Supreme Divine, brought you to your place where you're now, and especially as of lately, you see actually that there is a very wide place for great activities that affect the actuality, to spreading out the teaching of Hasidus, the ways of Hasidus, the customs in your community, especially amongst the students of the yeshiva. So, as opposed to other yeshivas in past years, the yeshiva that is in your place, not only does it not oppose, but on the contrary, it asks for to spread amongst the student the spirit of Hasidus. So the Rebbe says, so it's proper and fitting, and it's good, and it's worthy to utilize every day and every possibility along this direction. So if it is true, on every Jew we say, and each one and one, our sages tell you, of the whole world, every person, how much more so when we talk about students of the yeshiva, that at the end, most of them, majority of them, Rubim Kikulam, will end up being influencing their own environments. So any betterment, any improvement that you bring in, and you will bring in one of the students, this would cause, therefore, an improvement and a correction for that environment that will follow many years, in which the student is going to be the one who's going to be the mashpia influencing over there. This is such a great matter that we cannot at all imagine ahead of time at all. And at all, there is a parable that is known, that when you make a small correction, or God forbid, something the opposite, you ruin in a large tree, so that is just a small correction. But when you make a small correction in the seed that has been sown, that possibly can hinge the entire existence of the tree that grows from it after many years. And even if it takes long time till you can see the benefits of your influence, but in Chassidus is explained, what's the difference between sowing and planting? That the long time that it takes points to the fact that on the great change and how the growth is for the better. So that a tree, a big tree grows up, it takes longer, but therefore you get a much greater because of the time that it took. The Rebbe says, I don't need to prolong for you. Someone like you, you get it already. And the Rebbe leaves it at that. Now, number three, the Rebbe says, I'm also attaching the main notes that I said to the students of the yeshiva who travel every year during the summer as the shlichas for the Merkez L'Inyan Chinuch. They travel in all the different community to strengthen the spirit of Judaism in the cities of the United States. But the truth is, the contents is important to each and every person of the Jewish people, because also the neshama was placed, comes under the throne of glory, that it's carved out, and even higher than that, because the Jewish people went all the way up to God's thought, and then it descends into the levels until this physical, materialistic world. And that's why it doesn't really, the soul doesn't want to come down, as we say, and our sages say, against your will you live, because the soul has to come down, it's forced down. And yet, it is this descent that brings about, from this high place, that you have this great elevation, as explained in many places in the Hasidic teaching. Although we don't understand it logically, especially how it pertains to the individual service for each soul, but why this one does this, why this one does that, but we say that the land was divided by lottery, which means Hashem destined this. We don't have an understanding, it's beyond our understanding, as explained in the write-up that I'm attaching. I'm blessing you with good health and all good. So here the Rebbe, first of all, he wanted to know, should he risk going to the Rebbe while his health is not there? The Rebbe says that you should... No, first of all, the people were upset that they didn't get an answer from the Rebbe. The Rebbe says probably he was lost on the road because... I guess the Rebbe is saying, I didn't receive it, so send me a copy. And then the Rebbe says that you should not, if you're not sure about your health, don't come. And the Rebbe says you have a lot to do over there. And the Rebbe says you all happen to be in a place where they want, they're asking. You know, some places the yeshiva opposed the spirit of Hasidus, but over there they're very receptive and they actually asked for it. So the Rebbe says, especially when you influence students, students eventually will become leaders. And therefore, it's like a tree when it's very young. If you make a small correction, you can save the whole tree. So you give a little Hasidus, you can actually save that the whole influencing in their environment will grow up to be. The Rebbe gives that example. And the Rebbe also talks about that sometimes the soul also doesn't want to come down to the world. People leave their place of comfort to influence, and it's only through that that the accomplishment and the greatness follows that. The Rebbe encourages everybody to reach out, and the Rebbe says your own elevation hinges on that.